Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about faith, family, freedom, the state of Illinois, our nation, and conservative action. Here's David Smith and Monty Larrick.
Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm Monty Larrick, and with me, the Executive Director of the Illinois Family Institute and Illinois Family Action, David Smith, and John Biver, Project Director for Illinois Family Action Get Out the Vote campaign. And John, if we really want to get conservatives out to vote, we have to communicate our message. But I think it was Strother Martin said in the movie Cool Hand Luke, what we have here is failure to communicate. We're not getting that message out, are we?
Come on, you can do better than that.
We've heard you, Monty. Come on.
What we have here is failure to communicate.
That's good.
And that is exactly the issue. There's several layers to it. There's the financial. This is what some of the small, medium, and big donors need to wake up to, that all outreach costs money. There's going to be the need for all of the venues to be utilized: radio, TV, phones, mail, social media, big time.
Yeah.
That is where more and more people are living and getting their news. And all of that takes time, money, and effort. We have, on the conservative side, and in my opinion, especially on the social conservative side, such terrific information on every issue: abortion, marriage,
sexuality,
all the different things going on in the schools,
fiscal issues,
the pornography, yep, gambling, all these different things. Yet most of it doesn't reach enough rank and file folks. It just doesn't reach them. They don't hear it. People who go to the Illinois Family Action or Illinois Family Institute website, or any other number of good websites, they know where to find this information. Most other people, we have to get it to them.
Okay. What's the first step in doing that?
You got to raise money, because you're going to need personnel, and then you're going to need the equipment to do the outreach.
And you say personnel and equipment. You're talking about what kind of people?
You know,
talented people.
If a business has a product and it's brand new, they need a marketing team. They need an advertising team. They need a sales team. Republicans and conservatives have never really approached selling policy solutions the same way, in that the private sector gets it done every day. The political arena runs a six-week campaign before Election Day, and people throw the mail pieces right in the trash. If the TV ad is funny, they'll watch it. If the radio ad is effective, they'll listen. But very little of it anymore, in my opinion, is getting the job done.
What's a more effective way to get out that message?
Again, there's different aspects to it. Depending on the marketing people you hire or the communications professionals you hire, they have had success in different areas. I know one man who does a lot of marketing through Facebook, Twitter, social media. He has had success for the businesses that he works for in that arena. Other things that'll be in other areas. But one of the key aspects of this is it has to be year-round. I'm not saying we're bombarding these people with stuff during Christmas or Thanksgiving. That's not the point. But we breathe liberalism in this country, from the schools to the colleges to most shows on TV, most
Hollywood,
radio, yep, news networks,
yep,
Hollywood, what they produce. It's all on the left. Our side only gets its message out during campaign season, and that ineffectively.
So a year-round campaign, what would that entail? It's more than just Facebook. It's actually being in the trenches, being in communities, right?
Absolutely. That's a huge part of it. That's one of the reasons we need numbers, because we have to have folks holding local meetings, usually utilizing their local political parties as vehicles to transmit information. Friends and neighbors need to talk. everybody has a responsibility. There's a great George Washington quote I haven't memorized, but he says it's our duty to extend our views beyond ourselves.
That's exactly right.
So it has to happen. And when you use the phrase year-round campaign, that sounds terrible because we all get sick of the election campaigns.
Right.
But when you think about nonprofits and their year-round messaging or the teacher unions running ads on the radio, they don't do it just during a season. There's always a propaganda, public relations type effort underway. So it involves that as well.
And that's exactly why we're doing this podcast. One of the reasons, at least, is we're trying to reach a new demographic. We're trying to reach out beyond the usual confines of the internet, right, to reach a new demographic of folks to help them be better informed, better equipped to be able to live their lives and affect their local communities, right?
That's right. Look at the left. They are spending money on all of these avenues, and it is a well-manned machine to get the message out for what they're trying to sell. I have a brother who won't even read my columns until I record them for him. So everybody's taking their information differently.
Well, that we're actually recording Lori Higgins' articles at IFI now so that people can, on the run, download the podcast and listen to Lori read her own article. And I'm an audible learner. Yes. I love it. Yeah. I listen to it. I'll listen to it two or three times and catch something new. But our effort is to get out and reach those low-information voters, right?
Exactly.
That's those people who are busy living their lives, running their businesses, raising their families, not necessarily, active in their church, not necessarily have time for social policy or policy, fiscal policy, whatever it may be. But at the same time, my concern, John, and I agree with what you've assessed here. We had recently Dr. Duke Pesta come in to Illinois. We had three different stops. We had him in Orland Park. We went down to Springfield and then in Collinsville, Illinois, with Dr. Duke Pesta. And I'll just say, I wish there were more people there. How do we get people interested to get even to these events that we're trying to help educate and equip them without flogging them onto
And Dr. Pesta was talking about Common Core, very highly controversial topic.
And he's
people
an expert.
Are talking about it.
Right.
And
this is affecting almost everybody's life. Your neighbor's kids, your kids, your grandkids, this is affecting the culture at large.
I don't think it's a extreme parallel, but when Hitler had Europe, it was going to take a lot of work to get him to peel back the territory he owned. So we needed a whole nation engaged, creating equipment, training soldiers.
Right.
We had to do air, water, land. It's going to take all different aspects. We can't expect success from any three or five or eight methods. We're going to have to employ all different kinds of efforts to reach all different kinds of people. So it's going to be tricky. And there more and more our side are doing short videos, 3 and 5 minute videos on the internet. And
Monty produces them every week for
right.
IFI.
And they're interesting and they're informative. And it's amazing how much material can be covered in a short amount of time.
That's right.
But we've got to get that video in front of people, and that's going to take advertising.
That's right.
Advertising dollars.
Well, I have found it in my position here at IFI is we put it on Facebook. We promote it. We pay to promote it. I wish there was a better way to do this, to tell you the truth.
I know.
And maybe you have a better way, because I don't like the idea of paying Facebook. But if I want to get more views on Monty's great report and interview with Dr. Pesta, for example, or Jeannie Ives, one of our state lawmakers, then we got to pay for it and boost it that way.
It's going to be
we need the resources to do that.
A long-term project. It's going to be a cumulative effort. One thing I recently wrote about was the healthcare policy. Republicans have known since Hillary Care generally what was necessary in the healthcare arena. By the early 2000s, they certainly did. Now, just think if they would have been, even if it was semi-aggressively pushing the Republican solution to the healthcare problem, because the system did need reform, it was made worse by Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
What we needed was consumer-oriented healthcare, where insurance is actually acting as insurance. But Republicans were never aggressive in outreach. So all those years were lost. And now you can look at all the different policy areas, and it's the same on all of them. Think about how bad Illinois' fiscal situation is. There is no reason why fiscal conservatives in this state haven't used the last 10 years better to reach more people about how bad it is. People are leaving as they find out.
That's exactly right. We haven't done the work of educating the public about our talking points. Just even think, Monty, I mean, this is a big topic with you, school choice.
Right.
School choice. This is something that sells every time it's polled.
Exactly.
All over the country. So why aren't we doing that?
I don't know. Some of these issues are – Newt Gingrich used to talk about this in the late 90s, that they are 70% issues. School choice. Tax simplification, other common sense type reforms. And for some reason, there's this disconnect with our elected officials and the public, how they actually send out a message. Now, there's wording issues and creativity issues.
Well, you know issues, what? Talented people can come up with great sound bites and agreement statements, right?
Exactly. I'm more concerned about the mechanical side, the actual words to eyes, sound to ears.
Well, we'll continue our discussion with John Biver in just a few moments. This is an Illinois Family Institute, IllinoisFamily.org update.
I don't think that in America we have a right to vote. I just don't. I think we have a responsibility to vote.
Historian David Barton is the founder and president of Wall Builders, a pro-family organization that highlights the moral, religious, and constitutional heritage of our nation.
Since 1980, only one out of six Americans has chosen the president of the United States. Man, when it goes down like that, Christians can turn in a hurry if we just get involved.
Mr. Barton tells IllinoisFamily.org that Christians should become truly informed voters.
50% of all votes are cast on the basis of 30-second TV commercials. That's not a healthy way to vote. You need to know what's going on, spend some time on the issues. So we got to be more engaged. We need to know what the major issues are and what we need to do with them.
Please visit IllinoisFamily.org before you vote. That's IllinoisFamily.org. There's an easy way to be an informed voter. Visit ilvoterguide.com. ilvoterguide.com is a comprehensive online voter guide that rates the candidates on a 7-point scale from very conservative to very liberal. ilvoterguide.com lets you know where the candidates stand on life, taxes, and other key issues, who's funding the candidates' campaigns, and who's endorsing them. Before you vote, visit ilvoterguide.com. That's ilvoterguide.com. Thanks again for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm Monty Larrick, David Smith here, and John Biver, the project director for Illinois Family Action Get Out the Vote campaign. We are talking a little bit about messaging and how to get the conservative message out to the public in an acceptable form that will say to folks, hey, that's a good idea. And I'm just flipping through the dial on the radio the other day, speaking of messaging. And a couple people, just regular folks, just talking about, well, yeah, Obamacare's bad. What we need now is a single-payer system.
Oh, dear.
And then I'm driving down the street and on LaGrange Road, and I see a bumper sticker that says single-payer. The left has already started. They know
exactly
that
Obamacare
right. is going to be history. They're working on their goal of a single-payer system. That's how they work.
That's actually a good observation. I had not noticed that yet, but it sounds exactly like their MO, that they know how to start plowing the ground, getting the words out there so people are thinking about it. I concede that our side has more explaining to do. And the left, they can use these simple things like single payer. What they're not going to tell you about is how Cuba works, how Venezuela works, how the British healthcare system works.
But single payer sounds, oh, I don't have to deal with all those insurance companies and fill out all those forms. I just pay one place.
That's
and it's
right.
easy.
That's right. In fact, there's There are serious people who believe Obamacare was set up to crash the system to get to a single payer.
Doesn't surprise me. This is how they work. You got to pass it to know what's in it, right?
That's right.
I mean, really, is that how intellectual people work? Is that how our government is supposed to work? Absolutely not.
It's daunting because the task is so big, but what we actually have to do isn't difficult to learn. All we have to do is see what the left is doing, and you just gave a great example of
it. And, John, your website is just chock full of good information, johnbiver.com. Just look it up. I encourage our listeners, check it out. Great information. John has written a lot about these issues. And we do have, and this is something that you've said to me personally, that we have great people on our side. We've got talented people. We produce intellectual fodder that could really convince people, but we're not getting it out there. And, of course, we live in a soundbite culture. So one of Lori Higgins' 1,500-word articles, while it's chock full of good information, is not going to be read by many low-information voters. We have talented people on our side who can give us sound bites in 40 characters, right, for Twitter. How do we do this? How do we do it better?
Again, it's going to take money because we're going to have to word one policy for the millennials. We have to reword it for the people in their middle age and then the seniors. We've got to have all kinds of different phrasing and tricks and hooks to get people to pay attention to understand. But again, it's going to have to be sustained, and the impact will be cumulative. It's going to take time.
During the last presidential cycle, there was a young man, I can't recall his name, but he's a conservative activist, and he's, I think, college age. And
you know who it is, a Turning Point. Charles... Oh, I'm lost in that in his name, too.
Right. Well, anyway.
Charlie Cook.
Charlie Cook,
yeah.
And he noticed that
K-I-R-K.
Conservatives are, like, absent on college campuses.
Oh, they are.
And they're not willing to take a stand on the college campus. Mitt Romney did not have, an information booth at Ohio State University. And just conceding that all college kids are going to vote for the Democrat. Boy, to me, you talk about reaching out to millennials. Maybe it starts not at college level, but in the high schools, trying to have like some outreach to high school age kids who are not getting civics lessons per se anymore.
Before John answers that, I have a good story that kind of emphasizes that. For years, I was invited down to Jones College Prep, which is in the heart of the belly of the beast in Chicago, right across from Harold Washington Library.
Right.
And I was invited to speak to an AP government class. And the professor there, or the teacher, now I don't guess they high schoolers don't have professors, do they? Anyway, the teacher there would invite me to come in, talk about our position on life and marriage, and then he would have the ACLU the next day come in and talk about that. he would have the gun control people come in, and then the NRA people come
in,
the border control people, and the Minutemen people, right, or the amnesty people. So I thought, wow, this is a great opportunity. So I would sit in front of two classes – and, 20, 30 kids at a time. And inevitably, every year, and I did this for 6, 7 years, he's now retired, so it doesn't go on. But every year I would have a young person email me or come up afterwards and say, I never heard this stuff before. Thank you. You've given me something to think about. I've never heard this stuff before, John.
I don't want to overemphasize the money because, Dave, what you're just talking about there does not cost. It's people giving their time, applying what they already know to different venues in small groups, whether it's in a high school or not. Monty, you came up with another good example here with this Charlie Kirk kid.
Yep.
And he's a successful
young man
and talented young guy who has now thousands of people helping him.
And chapters all over.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of campuses.
Yep.
People think these things are not possible until a guy like this shows you how it can be done. And he's coming up with some lines I can't say on IFI radio, but they appeal to that demographic to some effect And they're
but
simple.
What he's doing is showing them how the policies of today are going to affect the generations of tomorrow.
Wait till they find out how bad it is. Wait till they find
well,
out
he's
the
painting
debt
the picture.
The debt they have to pay that we ran up.
That's right. Unbelievable.
You know, one of my younger daughter's friends was leaning toward voting for Bernie Sanders. And I was talking to her. She's going to junior college, working two jobs. And I said to her, hey, how you like those federal taxes you're paying, taking out of your check? She says, I don't like it. And I said, well, this is what Bernie Sanders wants for you, taking even more of your money.
That's right.
And I think it hit home with her.
Good.
On my website, johnbiver.com, in the right column, I have a link to four different pages of more links. One of them is just answering the question, what is socialism? Again, a lot of articles. Some of them too long, maybe, but nevertheless written by smart people. One of them addresses this Norwegian democratic socialism that Bernie was supposed to be pushing. Many articles explaining it. There's a set of articles about what's going on in Venezuela. People don't realize. And then I have a bunch of articles delineating what Bernie Sanders was going to do. And it was going to cost a lot of money. You could take all the rich people's money and it wouldn't start to pay for it.
By the way, I just got a comment recently in the newspaper. They reported that Bernie bought his third home worth $600,000.
A man of the people.
So he doesn't mind the process and getting rich, does he? He's kind of part of that bourgeois, maybe?
It's amazing how people who only work government jobs wind up wealthy.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, though, John. We've talked about getting our message out to a lot of folks who are, you know, the uninformed, but there are a lot of conservatives out there who are informed, but they're just apathetic. They think, you know, it's too far gone. There's nothing I can do that can help turn things around. What kind of message do we need to get to those folks?
Yeah.
I would tell them to learn some history, because there's been a lot of dark periods, even in the last 100 years. Think about just American history, what we've had to go through. Learn about the Revolutionary War, how dark it was at times over the 8 years. I talk about money. I talk about volunteerism. But we also need effective leadership, because people who know how to lead know how to inspire. There's plenty of good news out there. Our side has not given up the fight. Even though we seem to be retreating often, people are still committed to the right policies. And as we've talked about in the past, since Obama has been elected, more Republicans have been elected than in the last 60 or 70 or 80 years. So more people are voting right. Now we have to keep following through and make sure more of our fellow citizens understand what has to change so these elected officials follow through and get it done.
Right. And I would just add on to what John's saying is, you know, it's not just voting for the right people and getting those people elected, but also I would encourage listeners, as Christians, we have a duty to step up and be part of that change. You know, we could, you know, become a township trustee, a library board member, a school board member. These things are low-hanging fruit that you could easily be part of and have an influence. You know, John Adams, our second president, writing a letter to his son, John Quincy Adams, said, "Public business, my son, must be done by someone. If good people refuse it, others will not. If honest men refuse it, others will not." And right now, we have a lot of our elected officials who are dishonest or unwise or both.
I've seen it quoted from Plato that he used the word idiots. If people are not going to engage, you can basically expect idiots to run the place. And now this is, I don't read ancient Greek, so I can't be specific about the Greek word. But
little light reading there.
That's right.
But let me also add on to what John was saying about learning history. So yes, we've got lots of history where things did turn around. We see that even you were talking earlier about Missouri, Wisconsin, Michigan. You know, things are politically turning around in those areas. But as Christians, I would just also say that we have to remain faithful despite the circumstances we find ourselves in until he returns. That's the main thing that I think our listeners need to take away.
This is an odd way to maybe encourage people, but the current system can't continue. Just take Illinois, for example. This system is going to collapse in the next 5 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that this isn't like the Armageddon. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about the numbers don't work. So we're going to have to be ready. Conservatives are going to have to be ready to govern when the state starts to send some of these pension funds into bankruptcy.
Because right.
That's the only way we're ever going to get out of this.
That's right.
All right. Well, that's John Biver, the project director for the Illinois Family Action Get Out the Vote campaign.
Visit his website, johnbiver.com. I highly recommend it.
What was that again?
johnbiver.com.
All right. Thank you, David Smith. Thank you, folks, for listening. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.